hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we're live with you from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, down in here in central sunny Texas. And the temperature went back up, folks. We got a little break today, but the heat's back on today. After all, it is Texas. It is the 13th of September, 2007. And you may have heard by now that a few people got arrested here surrounding Ed and Elaine Brown. I will give you more detail on this. And what is really concerning me at this point, the number that the network has, because we have Ed and Elaine Brown on this network. They do a show Monday through Friday. Tim Wingate, or we have other hosts that will sub for that show. It's disturbing because the number we have here at the network, it's been disconnected. So we're hoping everything is okay. But we will keep you apprised as more information comes in to us. And on today's program, second hour, I'm going to have Alan Watt on. And we're going to be talking about, the nuclear missiles just come up missing for a while, and nobody saw them sitting in a plane on a tarmac down in Barksdale Air Force Base. So we'll be talking about that and other subjects. There is a bone of contention with people out there that Ed and Elaine Brown, they don't want a shooting war to start over this. Well, it must be stated, folks, that Ed and Elaine Brown, that's Ed and Elaine Brown. And anybody that's associated with Ed and Elaine Brown that choose to do what they're doing, stand vigil at their home, whatever, to keep the Fed from running up on them, that is their decision. And it's really a sad situation. I wonder how many people out there would be waving the peace sign if, in fact, they themselves were under siege or under imminent attack threat. You know, once you put the shoe on the other foot, it feels a little bit different. You know, try putting your right shoe on your left foot and trying to walk in that for a while. It's not going to feel too comfortable. And I don't want to be hard on people out there about this issue. Because, we do have Elaine on the phone. We will bring her up right after this first break, and we will get the skinny on what's going on. Several people have been arrested, and I read a news story that came out of. Let me see, who are these people? It's a TV station, but one of the people reported Jason Gerhart of Brookhaven. 21 years of age, supposedly the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, along with some other fine folks from the Fed, did a raid on his house, supposedly found a pipe bomb in his garage. Now, let me remind you of something. I have Bob Chapman on this program every Tuesday. That guy is the international forecaster. He was in the military. He had crypto clearance. The Feds tried to plant grenades and explosives in his garage, and he simply told him, he caught him at it, and he said, go back and tell your bosses, if you send anybody out here again, I'll just shoot you. You know, these people don't play fair. Ed and Elaine Brown are standing on a position that the income tax is not only unfair, it's illegal and unconstitutional. Do we get it? So are we going to have sacrificial lambs here in order to keep the peace and these people go down? That is going to be a moral decision out there that you folks are going to have to make. We'll be right back with Elaine Brown right after this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, and I have Elaine Brown online. Elaine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm so glad to hear your voice. It isn't like you're out shopping or off property out there. We knew where to find you, but we actually tried Ed's phone, and that number had been disconnected, so that was a little cause for concern. So you guys are alive and well in New Hampshire.
Yes.
What has been going on with these arrests?
Well, all I can tell you is what we have heard. What you just told me about Jason was news to me. I heard that Reno Gonzalez, when he was arrested in Texas, was badly beaten by the feds or the police, whoever it was who picked him up. Bob Wolf and Danny Riley were supposed to appear in federal district court in Concord today. I haven't heard anything from anyone as to, you know, if that did go off or not.
Okay.
Danny, I heard, was charged with accessory after the fact, with interfering with and harming federal officers, offenses to the United States, and possession of weapons relating to a violent crime. Of these are totally bogus. There's no violent crime. The only violence was when the feds tasered and shot Danny Riley.
Right. And I'm going to read you the story. Since you hadn't heard this before, I'll read the complete story. It's a short one, so it'll bring you up. And this was WCBS, by the way, that did this story. Garden City, New York, a pipe bomb and other weapons have been confiscated from the home of Long Island man charged in a federal indictment with helping a pair of convicted New Hampshire tax evaders, police said Thursday. Jason Gerhart, 21, of Brookhaven, who recently enlisted in the Army, was arrested Wednesday at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri, according to a statement from the U.S. Marshal's Office. He was one of four men charged with helping obstruct justice in the case of the convicted tax evaders. You're an evader, Ed and Elaine Brown, sorry to say.
Yeah, so we're here.
The Browns, who were convicted in January and have refused to turn themselves into authorities, claim the federal income tax is not legitimate. In conjunction with the arrest, Suffolk County Police, along with the marshals and agents from the BATF, executed a search warrant for weapons and explosives at Gerhard's home on Maltauk Highway in the hamlet of Brookhaven on eastern Long Island. The search, which began late Wednesday and was continuing Thursday afternoon, uncovered a pipe bomb and other weapons, including rifles, said Tim Motz, M-O-T-Z, a Suffolk police spokeswoman. The Gerhard home is set back from the highway, surrounded by woods, in an industrial area of Brookhaven. Traffic was moving unimpeded along the highway, thanks to the traffic report. Charges against the four accused in the Brown case range from accessory after the fact to possession and use of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. Officials believe the men participated in various efforts to assist the Browns in avoiding justice at their rural home in Plainfield, New Hampshire, and conspired to impede federal agents. The name of the Gerhard attorney was not immediately available. Earlier this year, officials cut power and telephone service in an effort to ratchet up pressure on the couple convicted of scheming to avoid federal income taxes by hiding $1.9 million of income between 1996 and 2003. Since abandoning his federal trial and retreating to his home, Ed Brown has repeatedly said that any attempts to arrest him would result in a violent confrontation. And U.S. Marshal Stephen Monnier said Wednesday, he said, this is a tax case, but over the last 7 months, the Browns have allegedly obstructed justice and encouraged others to assist them. Ed Brown has threatened to kill law enforcement and other government officials. So our message to the Browns is clear. Do the right thing. Call us and surrender peacefully.
We are doing the right thing. We're doing what the law dictates us to do from the Constitution, laws of God. I read it for today. This is my case. This is the Rangers investigation. My wife volunteered to come along with us back 17 years ago when we first started this whole thing.
Well, Ed, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
So the bottom line is, Mr. Moyne and his addition is agents should turn themselves in by doing the right thing, turn themselves into the local prison system, and get off the streets. They're actually harming a lot of people.
Well, Ed,
a lot of all we've got to say is show me the law and we'll pay the tax. We told them that way back 12 years ago or so, and we're still saying the same thing. Well, show me the law, we'll pay the tax. Otherwise, go away.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ed and Elaine, if these guys that were up there to run errands for you and make sure that you had food or met your needs, so because you're literally entrapped on your own your property up there.
That's a fact.
And these people came up to assist. There was never any shooting, any threats of violence to any law enforcement up there. If anything at all, it was the feds themselves coming on your property illegally.
That's correct.
In of course, fronting for the IRS and the Department of Justice. Now, here's my question. If they're going to go after these four for doing absolutely nothing, and I understand two of these guys joined the Army. You know, these are anti-government bad guys, but in service of their country, they enlisted and they might go to Iraq. Now, are these criminals here, Ed?
No, they're not criminals at all. As a matter of fact, Danny Reilly himself, even though the other two were going to Iraq, that's correct. Danny Reilly, of course, he's already been shot at, but still he went in the face of adversity to help me out and buy a little groceries for me here and did some a little electrical work for me and stuff. That's all.
Yeah.
So why are they doing this?
Well, they're doing this because obviously you have rubbed the feds the wrong way. You've gotten a little bit too much press.
And the poor babies. I feel so bad for them.
Well, Ed, they like quiet victims. They like people whimpering and clad in shackles. If you're not laying on a slab, they want you clad and quietly gone. you've got to be made an example of, because you've resisted the powers that be. You're standing on principle. You're standing on firm ground, and it's these characters that are not. So they must make the example and drive the point home to the rest of America that if you don't pay your income taxes, well, this is what might just very well happen to you.
So be it.
Well, and you know, I was up there at your home, and yeah. I appreciate you guys doing a program on this network. And the reason I ask you to come on the air is to be a living testament, if you will, and on a daily basis. You're on this network. We moved you back to the morning. By the way, Ed, is that more to your liking, that morning show?
Yes, it is, very much so. Thank you.
Okay, not a problem, and I appreciate doing that. And I'll say this right on the air, because I know they're monitoring. They always listen to this program to find out and feel the pulse of what the patriots are thinking out there. And I'll be quite clear and frank about this. If they run up on Republic Broadcasting Network, I am going to take the same position that you've taken with the Fed over the IRS and the Department of Justice. This is free speech.
Thank you. Absolutely.
You were illegally convicted. You weren't, and you had another man that's under the gun right now, from We the People Foundation, Bob Schultz. He reviewed your entire court case, went through it, saw all the motions that you tried to put through. You went into court, Ed. It wasn't that you were just, you know, this is something that they're not reporting. You and Elaine actually had went to court to defend yourself, and you were not dealt with in a fair manner. That trial was rigged. So you went up and you went home. But people have to remember what the judge did. Elaine stayed through the court proceedings. She was ordered not to return to your home. She was an ankle bracelet was put on her, and your wife, God bless her, said, "I'm not going to be away from my husband. Whatever happens to him is going to happen to me." And she went back to New Hampshire with you. And you guys have been on your property now for how long?
8 months.
8 months.
Going for nine.
Did you happen to hear the story I read from WCBS?
Yes, I did. I was sitting right here.
Okay. This is a tactic, and you know this Jason Gerhard pretty good. I think I met him when I was up there, did I not?
Oh, he's a very nice young man. I mean, everybody likes Jason.
Yeah.
He's an even-keeled guy. He loves to shop. You know, he's just a nice guy. Yeah. He's a golfer. He listens well. He would have made a good soldier.
And as I said, I have a gentleman that is on my program, the Intel Report, every Tuesday. His name's Bob Chapman. He does the International Forecaster. And he is a financial terrorist, at least in the eyes of the government, because he's the only one out there, actually one of two people on the entire planet Earth right now, that are reporting the M3 money supply. And simply what that is how much of the crap they have out there floating from the Federal Reserve. The Fed chairman decided that they weren't going to let the American people know how we're hyperinflating things. And they had actually, now, and this man does not lie. I mean, he was in the military. He had crypto clearance. He spent 27 years on Wall Street. He's been around the block a few times. They actually tried to plant explosives and grenades in his garage. He caught them. Ed, he was rather nice to him. He said, "Pick up your stuff and leave. If you come back," he said, "I'll kill you."
Thank you. Good. Smart man. I agree with him. A lot of people in this country agree with that statement.
Nobody, and Ed, you know my heart. You and I had a nice long conversation when I was up there with you. I appreciated your hospitality. It was crazy times at that point when we were up there, but we took the time and we sat down and we talked for a little while. And I, inasmuch, told you that I hope that this thing arrives peacefully. I wanted Mr. Weaver to go with me to the county sheriff up there, and I also wanted to go see the judge, McAuliffe. But things got screwed up, and the press conference went on Monday. I wanted that to actually take place Tuesday. And I told you, I said, "Look, I'd like to find a peaceful resolution to this, because you two being upright and spending another day, the government tried to make an example of you. We can back these people off. You can get a day in court, and you can prove yourself innocent. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen."
No, they don't want that to happen, because they know that we would destroy them in litigation. They don't have the ability to correctly find any lawful laws against us. They have no charges against us, no laws that we have violated in any way, shape, or form. They have nothing, nowhere to go.
All right, hold on a second. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back with Ed and Elaine Brown right after this. Everybody stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. Are back, and there have been statements that have already been publicly made about your situation up there, and there is great fear that if the feds run up on you and you have to defend yourself, and we know how that's going to go. I mean, we're under no illusions, Ed and Elaine. I know you aren't. You're up there living it every single day of your life, And you have said that I'm not going to go to jail. This is illegal. It's unconstitutional. It's unconscionable. And you two have decided to make a stand. And what other people are afraid of, if the Fed do run up on you, that this is going to be the start of the second American Revolution.
I can't help that, John. We have to do what we have to do under the law. The Father tells us what to do. We're going to do it.
John, let me talk about something, a related issue, okay?
Please.
And that's the issue of our names. Edward Brown and Elaine Brown are not our names. Edward Brown and Elaine Brown are deceased. They are straw men. They are fictions created by the federal corporation to trick us into their jurisdiction. Now, Ed is lawfully, by scripture, Edward Lewis. Upper and lower case, I am Elaine Alice. We are of the Clan Brown, but that is not part of our name. Thereby, we are living souls, and we are living under the laws of God and totally outside the jurisdiction of any federal corporation, any federal agency. And that's important for people to know. I know it's very hard to understand, but please research it. There's enough information on the Internet, and you'll see that this will make a great difference. This is one of many things that we have learned since our trial, unfortunately.
I understand. And Elaine, a lot of people, I mean, you and Ed was building that house up in New Hampshire. I was up there. I was just amazed. I stood there for a while and contemplated just the amount of labor that you two had put into clearing property and building a road and building garages and building that house, building everything that you had up there. And what mm-hmm. you were doing, it was you were building an estate for sale, and then you guys were going to move southward.
Right.
And you were minding your own business. You had a dental business,
mm-hmm.
and you were doing just fine. And then the Fed runs up on you saying, "Where's ours? Where's ours?" And they're claiming right now that you owe almost $2 million. Well, I'm sure the clock is ticking on fines and penalties on that deal. But
right.
they're saying that you owe them $2 million.
Yeah.
And,
well,
they want their pound of flesh and $2 million bucks, come hell or high water, or over your dead bodies.
Yeah, well, it will be over our dead bodies. But have you any ideas, because I don't, how many millions they have spent on this case so far?
Oh, gosh.
Way beyond what they claim we owe them.
Well, that helicopter they had flying around your house, that thing is
is
tens of thousands of dollars an hour to operate.
Yeah. Yeah, Ed said one just went over a little while ago, in fact. Yeah. But, you know, they cranked up the printing presses to push money into the stock exchange a few weeks ago to shore it up. You know, all they need to do if they want money is to crank up those presses. Now, what about this immunity for taxes due for the how many millions of immigrants that are in the country? They're offering them amnesty for any taxes due. However, as a lawful citizen, quote, we're not entitled to the same treatment.
Well, you should be, and I said this on the program Friday, and this caused a small maelstrom, not too large, but I said, you know, we'd better start looking at our priorities once again. We just had the anniversary of 9/11. That was 6 years ago. They used as an excuse for the starting more of the police state here in this country,
right.
and everybody is pretty cognizant of that, and I think that the 9/11 issue has garnered all the attention that it's going to out there in the public. In the meantime, folks, we're facing the North American Union, the traitorous son of a bugger that's sitting in the White House right now is trying to pull us into the global governance scheme. We are facing what appears to be a depression right looming on the edge here, and we've got the Federal Reserve. We can't prove a lot about 9/11. We can make conjecture and we can have great discussion about it. That was a cover-up unto itself. But I can prove about the fictional money system that they put in place. We have the documentation on that. I mean, it is. We are on the verge of this country going down and winking out forever. Many people in this country don't even know that the federal government is $100. They've spent us into $100 trillion in debt, and we have the tax masters out there trying to ply a couple of million bucks out of you. They've probably spent twice that amount.
Oh, at least, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's why, John, you know, Tim Wingate and Ed have been talking lately about the Third Continental Congress. Now, the Declaration of Independence orders us to cast out the old and institute the new when the government no longer meets the needs of the people. And we're certainly well into that.
Yes.
So what we need is to reform, get back to the Articles of Confederation and reform to where we're supposed to be, get these criminals out.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not going to stop. And I'll say something here that you two may not have considered. I don't think that they're going to run up on you, because what I'm hearing today, and if I can verify this, we might have had a congressman killed because at the end of this month, he was going to release information then in fact the stock market is going to tank at the end of this month in September. So out of that chaos, they would have been able to do anything that they wanted to. You guys are too high profile. Your story's out there. We'll continue this right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Ed and Elaine Brown are online with me. If you're just tuning in, recent events, four people have been arrested for supposedly impeding justice from the feds arresting the Browns. Basically, they don't want to, Ed, and I believe this is true, I don't think the Fed wants to run up on you and shoot you because that might have been, they might have been able to do that before, but they can't do it now because your story is known all over this country.
All over the world.
Yeah, all over the world. And I want to remind folks that to support Ed and Elaine, we carry their program on this network Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central Time, so wherever you're at in the country. And it's on republicbroadcasting.org. You know, you two were kept when you did radio appearances and you were elsewhere. You people were kept from mentioning the fact that you were on this network. And the whole reason for you to be on this network and to have a radio program was to spread your message and inform people as to exactly what was going on. Because Ed and Elaine, I'll tell you what, if they can do it to you two, and you guys were honest, you never broke any laws, you were trying to enjoy life. if it can happen to you, it can happen to anybody, anywhere in this country at any time.
Absolutely. We had just reached the American dream, my wife and I did. We had just paid all mortgages were paid off. We had no debt. We still have a wonderful wage source of wage coming in every week. And we're just ready to, you know, evolve into that next multi-million dollar level. And then, boom, they knew it, too. They knew it. And that's when they hit us.
Yeah.
They knew I was going to get ready to start to build small castles and small houses around the country, you know, like castles.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that. What a time to come in and hit us, right?
Well, and they knew everything was paid off and you were ripe for the picking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you guys mind if we take a few phone calls?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to clarify, too, this is for John Stantmiller. I heard Ed on Norrie. Ed Norrie's Coast to Coast, mm-hmm. and Ed Norrie said, quote, if the income tax, if there's no law requiring to pay this tax, and he believed, he's suspicious now, and this is on, like, millions of people listening at night, you know, on his radio show.
At least 30 million.
Yeah, right, on Art Bell, Art Bell's former show, right. He says if there's no law, then we should definitely do away with it. We shouldn't pay it, and they should do away with it. Now, the other thing that I was going to, this is addressing to the Browns. The thing that really ticks me off, I don't have to be careful because we're on the radio, is that these people that are getting arrested for obstructing justice, see, it's not that I'm against the concept of a federal government, you know, it's even in the Constitution, but the federal government is, in some governments, even local governments, they're upside down. They're going against the country, like an introvert, I could say, because these people get arrested, like that gentleman up in New York, and I forgot the other two, for helping you with, you know, something you need for your phone or whatever supplies or whatever the case is, but it's not criminal. And yet we got just millions and millions of this third world non-European
right.
crap coming in here, killing people,
right.
raping people, taking people's jobs.
Drugs, you name it, yes.
Yes, struggle more, and they don't do a darn thing. And yet, if you come from some of the other countries that originally founded this country, you stay, I got newspaper articles from down in New York, from Newsday, if you stay one day over your visa, one day from your, you know, visa schedule, whether you come from Ireland, Germany, Italy, they will try to go after you, arrest you, and want you out of here. But yet, you know, we just got the whole thing is just upside down. It's inside out.
Yeah, and Henry, part of the problem is with this is we have the de facto government, not the de jure government. The federal government's primary and first responsibility is to make sure that your constitutional rights were not violated.
That's true.
That was their first and primary job. At Fed level, it wasn't to encroach and take over the states. It wasn't to pass unconstitutional illegal laws. And what has happened is the government is corporatized, the states have corporatized, the counties have corporatized, the townships have corporatized, the cities have corporatized, and you got a bunch of managers running the corporation, and they're making up their own damned rules. They're not following the Constitution. And that is the vanguard against tyranny. That is the vanguard against what we see happening today.
Not only that, they're also violating some rules that the Congress passed. Because, like with the Social Security,
sure.
there is a law that you are not required to supply, submit, or have a Social Security number, or submit a Social Security number.
That's right.
To
right.
open up a bank account.
Yeah.
And that's if
why'd
you
get
have that
job?
Law, if you could print, if you could find it somewhere, you know, I'm just saying.
Hold on okay. a second, Henry. Lane, what did you say?
Yeah.
You don't need it either to get a job. I have a letter.
That's true. Absolutely. It's against the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
United
not
States Code. The Congress passed the law when they made the Social Security. You're not supposed to be required to get a job. Not required to submit a Social Security number to get a job. You're not required to submit a Social Security number to get a bank account. As a matter of fact,
right.
even to apply for welfare, I think.
Yeah. Well, and what we're talking about is the welfare state. As I read the Constitution, Ed and Lane, I don't see where the government's in retirement benefits through the Social Security. I don't see where they should be involved in medical benefits. I don't see where they should be in retirement benefits. None
right.
of these things.
Right. The government has no business being in any of these areas. And Henry, where you said about, you know, you're believing in a federal government, you know, I always did too until very recently. And now I feel that the anti-federalists were actually correct, because throughout the history of mankind, any governing body does nothing but try to amass as much power unto itself as it possibly can. It's the nature of the beast. And I think the way to keep that power down is simply not authorize one in the first place. So that's why we need to reform. We need to go back to a Continental Congress and start reforming. 230 years, and it's not working. We have a beast among us.
Absolutely. Henry, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And you're right, Elaine. And this has been gradually happening over the years. People are now convinced that they have entitlements coming from the government. It is not the government's job, through the IRS, through other tax mechanisms, to collect money to spread it to everybody out there. That is not the way this country was set up. That's not the way it's supposed to function. And what you basically do is you take a large segment of a society and you make them dependent on the government. And when you are dependent on the government, what is going to happen when times are, let's say, rife here? Who do you think these people are going to back? Are they going to back the people and the Constitution, or are they going to side with the government because they want their checks in their mailbox every month?
Right. Exactly. It was a well thought out plan, and they've succeeded very, very well.
And here's something else that people need to keep in mind. Not one dime, not one penny of the taxes that the IRS collects goes for any functioning of the federal government anyhow. It is paid on the debt. It's the interest that they wanted set up. When they set up the Federal Reserve, they wanted their little fallback. I don't know if they had any idea that we'd run the debt up to $100 trillion or not, but this money that they're collecting through the IRS is servicing what I call Guido, the international gangster banksters. This is their gig, and all that money is going to pay interest on the debt that the Fed has run up, running their party, that everybody gets entitlements, and we spread the wealth all over the place.
Right, and then they use that money to conduct all the wars around the world. That's what they do with it. So if you're paying an income tax, basically you're funding the wars.
Absolutely, and they've been doing it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Let me take another caller here. Brant in Virginia. Hello, Brant.
Good evening.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I strongly disagree with the position that the Browns have taken.
Okay, why?
And I'd like to comment on that.
Please go ahead.
I hear you all enumerating a long list of grievances that trouble a lot of Americans, and we take sympathy and interest in all of that, but he seems to be using these features as a distraction to the fact that he has basically bailed himself out of the process of law in his handling of a trial matter that didn't meet his satisfaction.
Well, Brant, if you were paying attention here, that Ed and Elaine went into court, they were willing to defend themselves and their name, their good name, and they couldn't get a fair trial, sir. Brant, these trials are rigged. The Department of Justice is in there, the IRS people. You're not allowed to put anybody on the stand to give it any argument or credence to the fact that this is illegal and unconstitutional, and it's a slam dunk. How, sir, can I get you into a court of law, charge you with something, and then tell you you can't put up a defense to exonerate yourself?
I'm well aware of all that, and I've followed this case closely for months.
Okay,
I might say that there's a long list of and record of the mishappenings, and it's up to the scholars of law to examine that and to bring it back into the process at some point to undo those errors.
What if you're living in a situation, Brant, where they would much rather kill a dissenter, what they consider to be a dissenter or a protester, rather than change the system that they're trying to protect? What do you do then,
Brant?
Well,
I think that's a charge that I don't see any foundation for. I mean, you can make that charge, but if we went into the process of law with the understanding that we couldn't participate because we were afraid they were going to kill us, then then it's hopeless, but we can't go into it.
Brant, I think that that might be the point that you're getting ready to arrive to in your life, because it is becoming quite pointless. Look, if they institute the funny money system in this country last century, 1913, and knowing full well what that was going to do, what the end game scenario was going to be, and then set up mechanisms around to support that. And we're looking at a system right now where they've run it into the ground. Your dollar is only worth 2 cents. Inflation is rampant. They have shipped all the jobs, and this is not an accident. This is part of the agenda here for the globalization of this entire planet.
Now, I don't disagree with any of that. I agree with you on all of the things.
Okay,
Brant,
but let me understand.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't believe it is the right course of action to bail out of the system of laws. And
but it's not
you have a judge now that has asked them to appear in court.
Okay, hold on, Brant, hold on a second. Hold on, Brant, hang on a second. Let Elaine respond.
Certainly.
Brad, it is not a system of laws. They have totally gone against the Constitution. They have gone against God's laws. The only laws they pay attention to, and this is from our own personal experience, are the ones that are to their own advantage. Since 1994, we have asked them, show us the law that requires the average American to pay an income tax on his earnings. They have never done so.
You should asking law scholars to examine the trial
record.
No,
they're not going to do it.
Hey, Brad, I am a law scholar. I've got 17 years of contract political law under my belt. I know as much contract political law as anyone else in this country does. Now, this is my investigation in my case. We gave that court, and we're still trying to give these federal people every opportunity to obey their own statutory rules and law, because we were going by their statutory rules of law, and they failed to comply to their own canons.
But then, sir, when you lost your case, you failed to surrender yourself to their authority.
Myself to a seditionist, sir.
Yeah, well, Brant, I mean, that's easy to say. You're not on the hot seat right now. If you were in that circumstance, and
this is the way that I look at it. I have a duty to my neighborhood,
I have a duty to your children, because obviously you're not going to protect your own family. That means I'm going to have to do it. That's why my wife and I are doing this, to make sure that other Americans are fully aware and protected.
I don't have a family, but that's beside the point. You have neighbors, and now you're endangering your neighbors.
No, it's not beside the point, Brad.
And you're running expenses into your locality that are needlessly being incurred because of your...
Brant, what are you saying?
Brad's problem is Brad is a humanist, okay? He's into this whole system. He's part of the system, not the solution. He's not here to obey the lawful laws. He's someone that believes in a democracy. Is that correct, Brad?
I'm here to obey the law. That's the whole reason for my call.
Wait a minute, Brad. I am too. Yeah. I'm here to obey the statutory law. They disallowed even their own statutory law, rule of law, to be applied in that court case.
Now you have an order where you've been ordered to appear, and you're standing in contempt of that order.
I did until they showed us crystal clear, Mr. Brown, Mrs. Brown, you will not be allowed any evidence into this trial. Mr. and Mrs. Brown, you will not be allowed any witnesses into this trial.
Excuse me
a thousand times, sir. You will not be allowed to cross-examine the witnesses. Now, what kind of a case have you ever heard that before in your life? They did that.
And I think the point here that Brant's missing, he is saying that, if the court says in orders, he's going to do it.
Well, that's up to him.
Yeah.
He can be a slave if he wants to. I don't elect to be one.
Well, and you're causing harm to your neighborhood because of the added expense and the possible danger to your neighbors.
Hey, listen, Brad, I want you to know something and everybody else too. The last year we paid just to the IRS alone, never mind our local property tax or anything else, just to the IRS we paid $137,000 to the IRS in that 12-month period. So no one tells us about paying our fair share, our expenses. My wife and I have paid much, way over $1 million, probably $2 or $3 million in taxes over a 10, 15-year period.
And you supported your community by paying the property taxes and all that?
Everything, every single tax, all 50 plus tax we paid for the entire infrastructure. We have never owed anybody anything. Even when we didn't have to pay, we paid. We donated thousands of dollars into the library and other funds around the community as well, too.
Well,
so don't tell us this, Brett, that we're not doing our fair thing, a good deed for our community.
Well,
we are the epitome of our community, sir. We are here to make sure that everybody complies to the lawful laws, and there are no one man or group of men that is above the law, to the president or the Supreme Court. But these people seem to think that they are above the law. I won't tolerate it.
All right.
And if you want to tolerate it, sir, you're welcome to do so.
Brent, I'll give you another 30 seconds.
Okay. Mr. Brown, if you were convicted of a crime you didn't commit, you do not bail yourself out of the process of law. You surrender yourself, appeal to higher understandings to unravel the wrong that was done to you.
Now, and let me stop you here, Brent, and I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. They go to jail. They put them in a can. If they're not going to put them on a slab, they'll put them on a can when they get out, or if they have the opportunity to appeal, which I highly doubt that would even happen because it was rigged the first time. They're not going to let them win on appeal. Do you understand what happens to everything?
You and I, John, and millions of other Americans are out here to see to it that it gets looked into at great length.
Well, yeah,
but we're not going to let it go away.
Okay, but in the meantime, these guys go to jail. If they're not dead when they get out, the government has confiscated everything and they're sitting on their keisters flat broke. Is that fair?
He had to go to jail, but he did the right thing and he saved his nation.
All right. Brent, keep listening. Maybe some of this will get through to you. I guess you're not at that point yet. We'll take this break, come back. We got a short segment with Ed and Elaine Brown here. Stay tuned. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You know, this is exactly, and I don't know what your guys' plans are once this is all behind you, if that is going to be at all earthly possible. But I hope that you guys are going to be one of the best high-profile teachers about what is going on to people in this country. You've gained a certain amount of notoriety. Your story has gone worldwide. Many millions of Americans have heard your story. And you know, there's been studies done, and this is not a joke. I'm not making this up or pulling it out of the top of my hat here. More people have said that they'd much rather get in a serious car accident than deal with the IRS.
Oh, right, yeah.
Now, how scary is that?
Yeah, it's a major fear. It's incredible.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ed and Elaine, I've got a scheduled guest here coming up in the next hour, and I want to bring you guys on next week, and we could spend some more time talking about this, because people like Brandt have got to be made to understand that there are no sacrificial lambs in this deal.
Yeah. I just want to say one thing, though, John, before we close. We ask people please to address us or refer to us as Edward Lewis and Elaine Alice, and not use the name Brown, please.
And the last name for you, Elaine?
Well, it's Elaine Alice and Edward Lewis.
Okay, great.
Okay?
All right.
Let's get people comfortable the way it's supposed to be done.
All right.
And let's ask the questions as to why. And we'll explain it all to them very clearly and definitively. They've got to stop doing this. That's why the Bibles used to have the names in there of the family or clan, whatever, you see?
Right.
It was in the Bible.
All right. Ed Lewis and Elaine Brown, from here on out, that's the way it is.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Elaine Alice.
Elaine Alice. Okay.
Yeah, and Edward Lewis.
Okay, and Edward.
Not the whole Brown thing.
Okay, and
you
Edward.
You could say the Brown family or the clan Brown.
All right.
You know, but that's what it really is.
See what creatures of habit we become?
Yeah, it's hard to break those habits.
Yeah, it is. All right, Ed and Elaine, I'm glad you two are still in one piece, and I meant what I said. If the feds try to run up on me and tell me that I'm aiding and abetting a criminal, God help them.
Well, you know there's people alive. They're going to back you up anyway.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ed and Edward, and thank you, Elaine.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. Bye-bye now. All right, folks, there it is. They're still doing what their conscience and their soul is guiding them to do. And I will caution people that are being critical of Edward and Elaine. Edward Lewis and Elaine Alice. We'll get that. I'll have to run that through my head a few times. But this is a decision that they have made. Not one person in this life can dictate to another what they do with their lives, and especially when they're standing on biblical and morality and ethics. You know, and I understand the fear. I understand this perfectly because I've stated it on this program before. The informational war that we're involved in must continue. We all know that. But you've got to also understand that we're dealing with human beings. You know, is a million human beings more important than one life? Well, if we would consider the life and the sanctity of one, then we could better understand the value of a million, couldn't we? So let's be real careful about taunting that for the sake of brevity here, the Brown situation. Let's be real careful. Let's not be real selfish, because it's not about, you know, just buying a little bit more time. If we've all been involved as much as we should have been in spreading the information to our fellow Americans to really take this country back and put it on lawful and constitutional grounds again, we are still failing in that arena. So if you've got a public voice out there, be very careful in your criticisms, because these people are literally putting their lives on the line. And some people are scared that, well, this might start the second American Revolution, and, gee, I won't have a radio program next week, or I won't be able to go shopping, or, you know what? You got to turn out the lights to the party one time or another. All right, we'll break. Alan Watt next hour. Stay tuned.
It's true.